Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us we have Coach Jim Newstead, the head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays, and just kind of looking at last week in review a little bit. Quickly, the Blue Jays advance to the district semifinals with an impressive win over Wellington Napoleon. 39-0 was the final score. Coach, looking back on this one, the Blue Jays were impressive with a defensive shutout with a zero score on that side, and offensively a dominating rushing attack, which put up some numbers that were pretty incredible. Congratulations, Coach. That was an interesting game, and I kind of enjoyed it because of the physicality of it. It was just a good game to call as well.
Yeah, the game, if you weren't here to watch it, you didn't see the game live, you wouldn't think it was as physical as it was with the 39-0 scoreboard, but it was a very physical game. They ran the ball really well. We did a great job on defense of shutting down the run. I think we held them to 115 yards rushing when they go about 240 normally in a game. So we cut their rushing yards in half. We knew 44 was going to get the ball a lot, so we concentrated on 44. We held him to 100 yards rushing. He's usually about 160 yards a game. So that defense did a great job. We changed our defense up a little bit and made it more of a run-style offense, our defense. Thus, Tanner Rowe was our leading tackler, our safety, who we kind of cheated in the box. He had 9 tackles. Emmett Sullivan had 7 tackles. Cameron Williams had 6. And then Truxell had his normal 7 or more tackles. And Lamar Henderson, not only did he have 5 tackles, but he ended up with 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, and a safety. So he had an exceptional day and caused the center a little bit of havoc like he does every week. So very proud of the defense. Offensively, we kind of controlled the clock a little bit. I think our time of possession was 28 minutes to their 19 minutes. So we used the run game to control the time of possession, keep the ball out of their hands. Cameron Williams, like we talked about Friday night, had an exceptional night. 27 carries for 248 yards and 4 touchdowns. Cameron averaged about 9 yards a carry. Cameron had such a great night. You know, some other running backs got kind of overshadowed, but they still had good nights. Trent Taylor had 7 carries for 60 yards, averaging about 8 yards a carry. Emmett Sullivan had 5 carries for 4 yards, averaging about 5 yards a carry. So those guys kind of got overshadowed because Cameron did such a great job. But they came in with the philosophy that they were going to stop Trent Taylor. I mean, they were keen on him on run. They were keen on him on a pass. I had get on Montez a little bit because Montez was keen on him too and threw a couple interceptions because he was double covered and so forth. So we had to find the open guys. But all in all, I thought we had a great game. I thought it was a great start to our district play, and I think gives us lots of momentum and confidence going into Saturday morning's game.
We talked about how that was one of the best individual efforts as far as rushing with Cameron Williams at the 248 marker, pretty close to it there. But coach, as a team, we may have to go back a while to look at that. If my math was right, weren't we somewhere around 330 to 350 yards rushing as a team with the numbers you have?
We had 387 total yards rushing, and passing we had 58. So we ended up with 445 yards of total offense, but 387 on the ground. So and we talked about all the great game those three backs had, but, you know, a lot of that has to do with our offensive line. We blocked really well in the trenches. You don't rush for 387 yards without having some great blocks. So shout out to my offensive line. They did a great job, and the defensive line on defense. So we kind of handled the trenches the entire game.
Oh, yes, sir. You got to give the credit to the Hogs in there. No question about it. Now, Coach, I thought a turning point in this contest was there near the half as Wellington Napoleon had the ball down on the 7. Your defense has stopped them short, and Wellington Napoleon going away empty-handed. If they score, it could be a potential one-possession game, and felt that was a key turning point in this game.
Yeah, I thought so, too. You know, if we let them score, we're going to halftime at 15-7, and they're right in the ball game with us. So us stopping them right there with us getting the ball back the first series and coming back out of the after half, I thought that we handled the ball well. I thought us scoring quickly in the first half kind of gave us momentum too. So there was a lot of big plays in the game, but definitely that play, that drive right there kind of held them with their under check.
You bet. Well, with that, the Blue Jays go on in advance 39-0. And with that, our predictions were right. The Blue Jays will be playing University Academy Griffins. And, Coach, I've heard from one of our affiliates that broadcast for Summit Christian Academy. They played them in a shootout, Summit Christian Academy winning that one 51-50. And
I watched that game. It was a shootout.
And the broadcaster for that says they've got some people that are they're pretty fast, and I'm sure that'll be on your scouting report.
Yep, they are. They definitely are going to out-athletic us on the wide receiver and running back end. They got some fast kids. I think we have the nudge on the offensive line and defensive line, so I think the trenches were there. But, I mean, they can score at any time with their speed. Number 10 is Cannon Clark, number 10, their wide receiver, I think, is their leading receiver. They throw a lot of deep balls to him. Michael Coleman, number 1, they throw a lot of short passes and spot passes and screens to him. And then number 14 at running back is pretty fast kid, Alonzo Jacobs. Tyrese Wilson is their quarterback, number 15. And he can throw the ball, I tell you. So they're always in the game because they can always, you know, catch up quick if they get behind or get ahead quick. So our goal on defense is to stay, keep as many people back as we can for the long passes, but at the same time, we got to keep enough people in the box so number 14 can't run over on us. So I think we got a good defensive game plan to stop them. We're going to have to be very physical in the line of scrimmage, and because that's where we have the nudge. Offensively, we're going to have to be able to run the ball and control the clock like we have in the last couple of games. That's got to be our motto. We have to not give them three and outs. We're going to have to sustain drives and make sure we have the time of possession.
You sound like it's a game plan for an exciting contest coming up. They're in University Academy, and we'll talk more about that as far as the place and time and all that. But I tell you what, we got news from the conference regarding all conference selections, and a lot of them wearing West Platte uniforms. We'll be right back to talk about KCI conference selections right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies a landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Well, we're back with Coach Jim Newstead, and we got some news here from the KCI regarding all-conference postseason honors. First team, Cameron Williams at running back, taking one slot there on the first team. Lamar Henderson taking two slots on the first team as an offensive lineman and defensive tackle. And Trent Taylor comes in the first team slot there at receiver and defensive back, taking two slots himself. On the second team, Emmett Sullivan at running back, Logan Lawson at offensive lineman, Shane Smith at offensive lineman, Cameron Williams at defensive end, and Zane Truxell at linebacker. And on the honorable mention slots, Tanner Rowe at tight end, defensive back, and punter. And then Emmett Sullivan, in honorable mention as a linebacker. Mason Montez as a defensive back. And Guglielmo, 40, the kicker, in the honorable mention slot there. And, Coach, impressive list there. And I'm glad to see the conference recognizing some key people there and rewarding them with the conference awards.
That was very nice. I mean, we got a lot of people on there, and rightly so. You know, we're third in the conference this year as a team. So if you're third in the conference, you should have the athletes to show that. So I was really excited about all the nominations we got. There are some big-time players in this list, and it was not an easy list to get on. There was some competitive voting. A lot of the votes came down to one or two votes and so forth. So excited about where we landed there, and I gave us a little momentum. With us talking about that, I'm going to go ahead and show you some yearly stats that I use at the all-conference meeting to reemphasize these guys' positions and where they should be.
Sure, go ahead. Yep.
Cameron Williams right now at this point in the year has 780 yards of rushing, and take in mind that he didn't play the first three games. So he's averaging 7 yards a carry, 112 yards a game. Emmett Sullivan's got 640 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry and 65 yards a game. Him and Cameron both each have 9 touchdowns each. Trent Taylor, I mean, he kind of goes unnoticed when people don't see him rush as much, but Trent Taylor by far is our leading yard getter per game. Trent has 475 yards receiving, which is about 18 yards a game, 640 yards rushing, which is about 5 yards a game, and 536 yards returning punts and kicks, which averages about 20 yards a game. So altogether, Trent's got 1,700 total yards of offense and special teams for us, which averages about 165 yards per game. Trent is our leading scorer. He has 8 rushing TDs, 6 receiving TDs, and 2 touchdowns for returns on punt and kickoff returns. So by far, he was our standout as far as numbers go on that. Defensively, Lamar Henderson is unanimous defensive tackle. His numbers should show that. Lamar is our second leading tackler with 46 tackles, 5 sacks, 15 tackles for losses, 3 caused fumbles, 1 fumble recovery for 16 yards, 1 safety, and I don't know how many quarterback hurries because we don't keep a stat on that, but he's had an exceptional season for us. Zane Truxell, linebacker, is our leading tackler. He has 63 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 3 pass breakups, 2 forced fumbles, 1 for a touchdown for 44 yards. He's by far our biggest hitter we have on our team. Cameron Williams at defensive end, 33 tackles, 2 sacks, 9 tackles for loss. Cameron's got 4 forced fumbles and 3 fumble recoveries. Of those 3 fumble recoveries, he's compiled 129 yards of returns on those fumble recoveries and 2 of them for touchdowns against Lawson. So we got some great numbers. We got some great kids, and I'm glad they got to be honored and recognized for their hard year work.
I'm glad you mentioned the Cameron Williams statistic, because I was going to ask you, even with the games he's missed, how close he was to the 1,000 mark, and potentially it's obtainable for him for sure. And then the comment I got to say, Lamar Henderson, and I'll say this as both a Blue Jay alum, former player, and broadcaster, his progression of Lamar Henderson has been amazing. Truly one of the best offensive and defensive linemen I've seen in my broadcast career, Coach. Just amazing. And, of course, Trent Taylor, I'm happy to see him come back with a great year. You know, he had the injuries he had to battle last year. But coming back this year and having the year he had, those all-purpose yards are absolutely amazing. And, of course, you mentioned the second team selections on how stellar they were. And your honorable mention, I love the Tanner Rose situation. I mean, just call him the utility player of the year here, guys. Tight end, defensive back, punter, throwing quarterback, too, and all that he did. And just a great list. I'm excited about what this team has done. And, you know, we got a ways to go here, I think so, too, Coach.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's nice to get these honors, and it's an honor to be recognized. But when it's all said and done, these honors don't mean much if you don't go out and win some more football games. You know, we got a good football team, and we want to continue playing some football. So Like I told the kids, some people will get recognized, some people might get skipped. You know, I thought Lane Scott got kind of overlooked on both sides of the ball. He's a good offense and defensive lineman. So try to talk to the kids if they don't get recognized, not to hold any grudges and so forth. This is truly a team effort. Everyone that got recognized here had success because of what the team did, not what they just did individually. So I'd like for them all to get honors, but that's what it is. And I think the team responded well, and they're ready to play a football game this Saturday.
Coach, that's so well put. The team as a whole helped some people get some awards. There's no question about it. I appreciate that comment. Once again, the game this Saturday at noon will be held at University Academy. That's located at 6801 Holmes Road in Kansas City. I am going to take a plea for Blue Jay Nation to go down there if you can, because I believe the team will need your support down there in an environment that they're not used to playing in, certainly at least in recent years. And, hey, if you got a moment, get down there and support this West Platte Blue Jay team. Obviously, you can't. We provide a format here where you can watch it through westplattesports.com or Misha.tv. But you can watch it later, too, no question about it. I'm just going to send out a plea here. If you can make it down there, I certainly applaud you if you can. Coach, we wish you well. And, looking forward to this one. This ought to be a great game. And, onward and upward from here, sir.
Yep. Win or go home. That's what it is in the districts and the playoffs. So our goal is to win this ball game and try to match up with whoever wins the Mid-Buck-East Buck game next Friday. So appreciate everyone to come out to the stands. There's only one set of stands there, so they kind of fill them up pretty loud. I was there against North Platte last week, and they got a pretty loud crowd and a loud band. So we need as much support as we can to counteract that noise.
You bet, Coach. Well, thank you very much, and good luck Saturday at noon.
All right. Appreciate your coverage. Go Blue Jay Nation. Let's go.